student graduating high school. It was after Hakamas Hamdina, but they didn't yet have the system instituted that everybody goes to learn in between high school and college. But years later, after I was married already, we had the zchut to spend twice yeshiva university began after Sukkot, and I was invited to give shiurim all of Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur, and watching the video reminded me of all of those wonderful days that we spent in Kerem Yavne. This coming Shabbos, we're going to read Parshas Kisavai, and there's a double mitzvah in reading Parshas Kisavai. Number one is the regular Parshas HaShavua. Every week you read a Parshas HaShavua. And number two, the Gemara tells us that Ezra, who brought the Jewish people back from Bavel, those who came back, the handful of people who came back at the end of the 70 years of Golas Bavel, and he was instrumental in completing the building in the second Beis HaMikdash, Ezra made 10 takonis. One of the 10 takonis was that we should read the Teuchecha in Kisavai soon before Rosh Hashanah, second Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, and we should read the Teuchecha in Bechukaisai soon before Shavuos, the second Shabbos before Shavuos. So this Shabbos we have a double mitzvah. Even according to the minhag that in the days of the Gemara there were two minhagim, whether you complete the entire Torah in a one-year cycle and you celebrate Simchas Torah once a year, every year on Simchas Torah, or in Eretz Yisrael the common practice was that it took 3 years till they completed the whole cycle of Kriyas HaTorah. And they would read the first third of Parshas Bereishis 1 week, the second third of Parshas Bereishis the second week, the third third of Parshas Bereishis the third week, and every week there would be a different Haftarah. That's why you have a lot of Chumash, and you have more than one Haftarah for any given Parshas HaShavua, because in the days of the Gemara, they used to have three Haftarahs, one for the first third, one for the second third, one for the third third. And then it would take 3 years till they would finish reading Kol HaTorah Kula. They would celebrate Simchas Torah once every 3 years. And nonetheless, 2 weeks before Shavuos, they would lay in Bechukos. And 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, they would lay in Kisavai. They would take out two Sifrei Torah, like we do on Parsha Zohar. Take out Parshas Pari, take out two Sifrei Torah. The first Sifrei Torah, you lay in Parshas HaShavua. So a lot of times it would be Parshas Lech Lecha. And then they would take out the second Sifrei Torah, they would lay in the Teuchecha. So it's a special Shabbos with a double Kiyum HaMitzvah. There's one very significant pasuk in the middle of the Brachas HaKlolas that the Rambam makes a big fuss about. The mitzvah of Halachta B'drachav, to go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the way the Rambam writes it, both in the Sefer HaMitzvahs as well as in the Mishnah Torah, it's the mitzvah to imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why should one imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A little girl will imitate her mommy. A little girl will put on a big bonnet, put on a shekel, put on high heels, and she'll make believe that she's a mommy and scream at the little children. That's part of being a mommy, to scream, to give petch. That's the definition of a mommy in the hasoga of a little child. So in the future, the little girl will become a mommy. Little boy imitates a doctor. He puts on a stethoscope and he makes believe he's taking your heartbeat or whatever, or your blood pressure or something like that. Someday he may become a doctor. What are we imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? Why he's considering retiring and we're thinking of preparing ourselves to take over. What are we imitating? If a person makes believe that he's somebody whom he isn't, he's probably going to have a crack up. He's gonna have a nervous breakdown. Why should one imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's not to be understood. So the Pashtus is, you continue to read the Psukim in the Chumash, the very next Pasuk explains by, V'ro kalami ha'aretz, when all the nations of the world will see, will realize, ki, that Shem Hashem nikra alecha, that you have succeeded in preserving your tzelem alekim, v'yaru mimeko, they will learn from you how to act with Yirah Shemayim. The Gemara has an interpretation on the Pasuk which is clearly not the Pshuto Shal Mikra, that the Pasuk Garo Kalam Heretz is referring to the Tefillin Shal Rosh. Tefillin Shal Yad is in hiding, the Gemara says it's covered. Tefillin Shal Rosh is supposed to be Megula. That's why many Pasuk say in Shulchan Aruch that even when a person puts the talus over his head, he should put the talus behind the Tefillin, not over the Tefillin. Tefillin should be Megula. So the Gemara says, "Ro kalam heretz." When all the people will see that you're wearing tefillin shal rosh, k'shem Hashem nikra alecho, so they'll be petrified. They'll be afraid to start up with the Jewish people. And that's why the last Lubavitcher Rebbe had a mitzvah tefillin. He had a campaign to encourage all the soldiers in Eretz Yisrael to wear tefillin, that the enemy should be afraid of them. But that's clearly not the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. What is the Pashup Shat? For all Kalai Mehorat. So the Vilna Gaon is quoted by his Talmidim as explaining it's a reference to the previous Pasuk, V'halachta v'drachav. We should imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why so? Why should we imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everybody, V'tzelem Elokim. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Chali Vadam Shenivra V'tzelem, Chali V'nisrael Shenikur Vadam Lamokim. Pashup Shat in the Mishnah, all of mankind was created B'Tzelem Elokim. Some of us have learned Chaviv Adam, Adam HaRishon was created B'Tzelem Elokim. And that Maila of B'Tzelem Elokim, that Inyan Hu Eloki, was only transmitted to one of his children. Adam Sheis Enosh Keinam Halalo, as the Pasuk reads in the opening Pasuk in Sefer Dira Yomim. So Adam HaRishon had this Maila of B'Tzelem Elokim, only transmitted it to one of his children. He transmitted it to one of his children until it went to Abram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Yaakov, was what the Gemara calls Mitosa Shlema. All of his children have this Inyan Hu'eliki of Tzelem Eliki. But most of the Mefarshim do not learn like that. The Kuzari writes like that. Most of the Mefarshim learn Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. All human beings have a Maila of Tzelem Eliki. And when Yisrael have a Maila on top of that, Chaviv and Yisrael Shenikru Barom LaMokem. Barom LaMokem means a double degree, a higher degree of Tzelem Eliki. So, because all of us, all human beings were created by Tzelem Elokim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs us we should preserve that Tzelem Elokim which we have anyway. So the Torah tells us, V'halachta v'drachav, you have a Tzelem Elokim, so make sure you preserve that Tzelem Elokim. How does one go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What are the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do you know what's the definition of a Tzelem Elokim? So the Rambam writes in several places, it's for this reason that the Tanakh describes the activities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Tanakh describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry and he's happy and he said and he did and he punished and he did this and did that. It's not really an accurate description. Tanakh describes the Baruch Shalom as if he were a human being doing things. Baruch Shalom is nishken human being. But the Tanakh describes it in such a way that we should be able to pick up a lesson how we are supposed to act. Tanakh describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as doing things to teach us this is one of Darchei Hashem. And v'halachta b'drachav, you should go in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chumash describes in Bereishis that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, v'yom ha'shvi'i shavas v'yin afash, the Baruch Shalom relaxed on Shabbos. What do you mean, v'yin afash? He had a breather. He was relaxing on Shabbos as if he had to work hard during the 6 days of creation. He didn't work hard. We say in the Akadamas, Balo Leu Shachla Le, Balo Tishishusa, the Baruch Shalom didn't have to exert any effort or energy creating the world, and he didn't get exhausted. So why do you use the expression Vayin Afash? V'amishvei Shavas Vayin Afash. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Hichtiv Be'atzmo Menucha. The Rabban Shalom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hichtiv. He said, write in the Chumash the word Vayin Afash. It's not really accurate, but it's not a lie either. Write in the Chumash that I rested on Shabbos to teach human beings that that's part of Tzelem Elokim, that they should know they should rest also. They shouldn't work 7 days a week. As if the Rabban Shalom rested. You have, the Gemara has different things. Minayin, the Gemara says that the Rabban Shalom davens. What do you mean he davens? Whom does he daven to? There's only one God. Hashem Echad. Who is he davening to? So Gemara quotes the Pasuk, when you just say the Pasuk, you remember Kerem Yavne, because they have the tape of the Baal Tefillah singing V'Haviyosim. So V'Haviyosim V'Simachtem Beveis Tefilosi, it's my base Tefillah. So you see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam davens. What do you mean the Rebbeinu Shel Olam davens? What kind of Eloshim? We don't know what that means, but what it means is the Gemara is trying to tell us that when we daven, that's in order to preserve our Tzelem Elokim. It's Hichtiv V'Yatzmo, like Rashi quotes the Medrash on the Pasuk, V'yin Afash, as if the Pasuk describes as if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had to relax on Shabbos, he had to take it easy, he had to rest up. Hichtiv V'Yatzmo Menucha, to teach us that observance of Shabbos is part of Tzelem Elokim. So Hichtiv V'Yatzmo, Tfilosi, we should know that when we daven, that's also for the purpose of preserving our Tzelem Elokim. The Gemara says in Brachos also, the beginning of Brachos, Minayin, where do we know from Tarach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin? What do you mean wears tefillin? He doesn't have an arm, he doesn't have a head. There's no place to put. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a body. That's one of the 13 principles of faith. We don't believe that God has a body. The Christians believe that Osa Huish was a God. Our belief is that's impossible. A human being, Baruch Hashem, doesn't have any body at all. So what do you mean he wears tefillin? We don't know exactly what it means, but what it's driving at is that when we wear tefillin, that's a fulfillment, that's a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah of v'halachta bedrachav. This is described in Tanakh as one of the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara has the comment v'halachta bedrachav, ahu chanan, apatachanam, ahu racham, apatarachim, you should be kind, ahu kaga meisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described in the Chumash as v'ayik barosa bagai. He buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu visited Avraham Avinu, who is mevakeh chayla vayerev elav Hashem on the shlishi lemilosai. So this is all part of a halach to bedrachav. But the Rambam points out the whole Tanakh describes all the activities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way it's not really accurate. It can't be accurate. How can you describe activities of the Baruch Shalom? He's not a human being. He has no guf. It was written in such a way to teach us how we should act in order to fulfill this mitzvah of halachta bedrachav. So the next pasuk says, the mitzvah of halachta bedrachav, to imitate the ways of God, not to imitate, try to act as if we are something whom which we are not, as if we are someone whom we are not. We are created with tzelem elokim. We even have more than tzelem elokim. We have tzelem elokim square, we have bodim lamokim. So the next pasuk reads, v'ro kol ami ha'aretz, when all the nations of the world will realize, will see, kishem Hashem nikra alecha, that we have succeeded in preserving our tzelem elokim, They can do the same thing also. They were also created with Tzelem Elokim. So the pasuk concludes, V'yoru mimeko. They will learn from you how to act with Yerushalayim, how they should preserve their Tzelem Elokim. They're supposed to be the Or Lagoyim. The Navi Yeshaya says, mentioned several times, we have some of the times we use as a haftarah on Shabbos morning. The Navi Yeshaya says that we are supposed to serve is Or Lagoyim, a light unto the nation. Light unto the nations in which area? What? We should show them how to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpach and Tzitzis and Tefillin. This is no Asik for the Umas Oilom. It means we should show the nations of the world Tzedek, Yosher, Mishpat, Emes, integrity, honesty. Unfortunately, we haven't succeeded that much. We have a Rosh HaMemshalah who's going to sit in prison. We have a president who's sitting in prison in Medina Sisro. A relative of mine who used to be involved in banking told me that the United Nations has a commission, this was 15 years ago, United Nations has a commission to evaluate all the banks of the world, how much corruption there is in the banks. So number one, the most corrupt banking system in the whole world is Italy with the mafia. And number two is Medina Sisro. We couldn't be number one. Rahman al-Islam. We're number two. Next to Italy, we have the most corrupt banks in the whole wide world. Shandan Achark. The Jewish people are supposed to serve as the Or Lagoyim. So the Gemara has the tradition, a Novi Rashoy L'Charish Dov HaMeyata. No Novi, after Moshe Rabbeinu, is going to give a new mitzvah that wasn't given to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says, Yecheskel HaNovi has certain dinim that a kohen who never had a bris milah is not permitted to be makir kabbonis, kol benecher, any kohen who's like a goy, erelei, the erel basa, either an apikoiris, or he doesn't have a bris milah, yovel migdoshi l'shosein, is not allowed to be makir kabbonis. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Yecheskel HaNovi came up with a new din that wasn't known before his time. They should give him the death penalty as a novi asheker. He comes up with a new halacha. It can't be. Moshe Rabbeinu was given kala terukula. No Navi before Moshe or after Moshe was given a din that's noig l'doris. Even bris milah that we observe today, the Rambam says, not because it was given to Avraham Avinu. We observe today Gidon Asher, not because it was given to Yaakov Avinu. It was given to Yaakov Avinu. Bris milah was given to Avraham Avinu. But the reason why it's binding today is because it was repeated by Moshe Rabbeinu. Only dinim are binding l'doros that are given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do you mean? Yecheskel HaNavi came up with a new din? Adosi Yecheskel, until Yecheskel HaNavi came around. Whoever said this din? So the Gemara says, no. There was always an oral tradition. This was always known through Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. V'asi Yecheskel Asmechei Akroi. Yecheskel decided to incorporate it into the Kisra HaKadosh, but the din was written, the din was known before. So what do you mean? Yeshaya HaNavi comes up in a new concept that the Jewish people should serve as Or Lagoyim. We have to serve to the Umas HaOlam to show them the way in Tzedek and Mishpat and Yosher and Emes and so on. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu say this? The answer is this pasuk says, V'ro Kalam Heoyim. So Jewish people are supposed to serve as Or Lagoyim. So the pasuk says, we should preserve our Tzelem Elokim B'Halach Tebidrochav. And then V'ro Kalam Heoyim, we will show the Umas HaOlam. That's part of our obligation. We are the Amanivcha. In what way are we the Amanivcha? We are B'ni B'chori Yisrael. In what sense are we the Am HaNivcha? What do you mean, the chosen nation? A lot of parents sometimes have a favorite child. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to show favoritism to one child against, as opposed to the other children. The Gemara says that Pesukim say in Chumash that Yaakov Avinu favored Yosef, and that's what brought about the whole takola. That's why the brothers sold him into slavery, and the whole Golas Mitzrayim came from that. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, the Pasuk says, you shouldn't do that. Pasuk describes what Yaakov Avinu did. Pasuk describes all the things Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and Moshe Rabbeinu did to show us that's the way we should act also. But the Pasuk describes what Yaakov Avinu that was wrong to say you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't have a favorite child. So what do you mean that the Rabbanu Shalom has an Am HaNivcha? What do you mean? We're the chosen nation. Therefore, we can get away with any shtick. We can sin all we want, and Rabbanu Shalom is going to let us get away. That's not what it means. Am HaNivcha means that we were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show the other nations the way to go. We're supposed to lead them. We're supposed to serve as an Or LaGoyim. That's what it means. B'nei Bechori Yisrael. The firstborn child always helps the parents raise the younger children. B'nei Kshet Boilem. That's the way it always is. That's why there's a din kabed es avicha ve'es imecha. The Gemara says es comes to be marba achicha hagodol. The oldest brother, the oldest child always helps the parents raise the younger children. So the Jewish nation was created. Amzu yatzarti. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a separate bria for the Bnei Yisrael. He has to have one nation to show the other nations, to guide the other nations in this area. Not in Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha. To show the other nations about Tzedek and Yosher and Mishpat and Emes and so on. So the Navi Yeshaya didn't invent this concept of Or LaGoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in the Chumash when he said, Baruch Kalami Ha'aretz. We are supposed to serve as an Or LaGoyim to all the nations of the world. We have the similar pasuk in the opening pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, where it says, Kedoshim Tihiyu, we should act in a fashion of Kedusha. Why? Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Alakechem, because I have Kedusha. Because the Rebbe Shalom has Kedusha, we should act with Kedusha. What's the connection? Rebbe Shalom is Kadosh. Who says that we are Kadosh? No. Kedoshim Tihiyu, we should act with, because we are Banim Lamokin, just like the children carry over the DNA from the parents. So Bnei Yisrael have this innate Kedusha. We were born with Kedusha. We have the Kedusha. So the Torah tells us we should preserve the Kedusha. We should preserve the status of Banim Lamokin that we were born with, by observing Kedusha, by acting in a fashion of Kedusha. It's interesting that Tanoim have a comment on that Pasuk. The Sifro has a comment on that Pasuk. Kedoshim Tihiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Alakech Miyochol Kamoni. Maybe what the Pasuk is telling us is that we should act in a fashion of Kedusha, the same level as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same Madrega. Talmud Loimah, no, the Pasuk concludes, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Alakechem, which implies, Kedushasi Lemaila Mikdushaschem. My level of Kedusha is higher than your level of Kedusha, so we shouldn't aspire to be the same level of Kedusha as the Rebbeinu Shalom. So what does it mean? What do you mean? Where do you see in the Pasuk that his level is higher than ours? The simple pshat is not so. Kedosh Mitiyu Ki Kodesh Ani. You have Kedusha, you should preserve the Kedusha, because I have Kedusha. You're Banim Lamokim, you have this in your DNA, and your spiritual DNA, so you should preserve the Kedusha. Where do you see in the Pasuk that Kedushasi Lemailam Kedushaschem? So several Mefarshim, several of the Gedolim explain that the Gemara has a list of Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes in different way. The Chumash was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu word for word and letter for letter. The Gemara learns Adinim from an extra letter, from a missing letter, from an extra phrase, from the way the Chumash words all of the Dinim. Everything was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu exactly, word for word, letter for letter. So here, one of the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem, the boys are learning Gemara, you have to keep your eyes open. One of the meters is that sometimes you have a word that appears in Chumash Mole and sometimes Choser. Sometimes written with a vav, sometimes without a word, without a vav. Like the word Na'aro. Sometimes it's spelled Nun Ayin Reish Hei, sometimes spelled Nun Ayin Reish. So the Gemara has a drasha in Maseches Ksubis about why it's sometimes written Na'aro Choser Hei. Choser Hei implies Lerabbis Es Haktana. Every word with a Mole or Choser is teaching us something. So here also, the word Kedoshim Tihiyu, the word Kadosh can be spelled Kuv Dalet Vav Shin, Mole with a Vav, can be spelled Kuv Dalet Shin without a Vav. So if you look in that Pasuk, Kedoshim Tihiyu, Kedoshim is spelled without a Vav, Kuv Dalet Shin Yud Mem. Ki Kadosh Ani is spelled Mole Vav, with a Vav. So that's what the Gemara, that's what the Tanoim write, that's what they say in the Sifra, Yochel Kamoni, maybe the Jewish people have an obligation to act on the same high level of Kedusha as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, Tamalami Kedush Ani, Kedushasi, Lemailam, Kedushaska. My Kedusha is Kedusha Mole, because it says Kufta Levavshin. Your Kedusha is Chosin. The Gemara has similar drushes in Yuma. Sometimes it says Vihiza HaTohar Ala Tome. So the word Tohar usually is spelled Tes Hei Vav Resh. And that pasuk, Vihiza HaTohar Ala Tome, is spelled Tes Hei Resh. Chosin. So the Gemara has a drasha that a Tfil Yom is permitted to do the Hazor of Por Aduma. Why? Because he's a Tohar Chosir, he's not a Tohar Molek. We have many other drashas like that. You just have to keep your eyes open to notice when the Gemara is making a drasha based on the fact that you have a Molek and a Chosir. The word is sometimes spelled Molek, the word is sometimes spelled Chosir. There's a famous comment from the Vilna Gaon that In Chumash Bereishis, you have the pasuk Osali Askola Kovad Hazeh, and the word Kovad means moment. So the Medrash says Mikan She'en Kovad Ala Moment. Shenem Osali Askola Kovad Hazeh. Then you have a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos where it says En Kovad Ala Torah. Shenem Kovad Chachami Min Cholu. So which is it? Is Kovad Torah or is Kovad Moment? So the quote from the Vilna Gaon that the pasuk that says Osali Askola Kovad Hazeh spelled Chaser Chav Beis Dalet. So Kovad Chaser is moment, but the other pasuk. With the Mishnah quotes in Pirkei Avos, Kavod Chachamim Min Chola, that word Kavod is spelled Male, Chof Beis Vav Dalet. So Kavod Male is then Kavod Al Ater. Kavod Chaser is Maman. Two different Hasagas of Kavod. You have many drushes, many agaritas like that, many halachas that are based on a drusha where the word is spelled Chaser, the word is spelled Male with a Kavona. So here also, this is a difficult drusha. What are the Tanoim driving at? Yochel Kamoni, one might have thought that a Jew should try to attain the level of Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? What level of Kedusha? What is it telling us that we should not even try? We should not even attempt? What would we have thought that the Pasuk is driving at? So it's a famous Goyen, Rab Shimon Shkop. Was a Rebbe in Europe for so many years. When he celebrated his 50th year as a Rebbe in giving Shurim in Europe, the Talmidim put out a Sefer HaYovel. On the occasion of the anniversary of the 50th year, Rav Shimon Shkop is giving shurim. Then he went on another couple of years, saying shurim for quite a while. He died in the middle of the war, before the Nazis had a chance to kill him. So he died a natural death. He gave a shurim in YU for a year. He visited America, he gave shurim for a year. And then the Rabbanim said in Europe, he's more needed in Europe than he was needed in America, so he went back to Europe. Even though he thought it didn't make any sense at all. He thought that the Jewry in Europe was doomed. And he thought that the Jewry in America is going to start picking up. He wanted to stay in America. So they sent him letters. No, they want him back in Europe. So he went back. So he wrote a famous Sefer, Shari Yosher. Introduction to his Shari Yosher. He gives his interpretation in this Medrash. So in this comment that the Tanoim make on the Pasuk Kedoshim, to Yochel Kamoni, Tam Lami Kekodesh Ani. So he thinks that what it means is altruism. By the Christians, they preach that a person should try to do for others even at the expense of his own needs. Should always do for other people. And the rabbis thought that was ridiculous. The Ribbono Shel Olam always does for other people. He doesn't gain anything out of it. He doesn't do the Tovus Atzmi. He does the Tovus Acherim. Whatever he does is not to satisfy his own needs. It's to take care of the needs of human beings. So Rav Shimon Shkop thought that's perhaps the pshat in the Medrash. Yochel Kamoni, maybe one will think like the Christians thought, that we are obligated to act like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be altruistic, to do for others, even if it's not the Torah saying at all. Tam Eloi Manok, Ki Kodosh Ami, Kedushasi, Lamai Lami Kedushaskam. I have Kodosh Molei, I have Kedusha Molei, I do for others. The element, the aspect of Kedusha that the Pasuk is talking about is to do for others. But you shouldn't do for others. If it doesn't, you should only basically do for yourself. So that's what he interprets the mission of Pirkei Avos. Amen anili mili. I always have to act in a selfish fashion. I always have to do things for myself. However, kshanili atzmi, if it's only me, myself, and I, I'm only going to do for myself. So that muani, that's terrible. So you have to do for yourself, but you have to realize yourself means your wife, your children, your family, your community, and the whole world. So what you're really doing for other people is you're doing for yourself, but we don't do for others, but there is others. We do for others because we're doing for ourselves. The whole world is an extension of ourselves. So that's, Reb Shimon Shkop interprets, that's what the Tanoim were driving at. But that opening pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, is really saying the same as this pasuk. Alachta b'drachah, because we all have the tzelem alakim sadeh kedoshim tiyah kikadosh ani, and b'nei Yisrael abonim la'makam, we already have this kedusha, so we should act in such a fashion to preserve this kedusha. The Rambam wrote, we mentioned earlier, the Rambam writes in several places that it's for this reason that the Tanakh describes the various activities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to know how to fulfill this mitzvah. What are Darchei Hashem? How do we fulfill the mitzvah of Halachta B'Drachu? So the Novi Yeshayah in one place describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Kel Mistater. Many people sing one of the Zmiris by Shalashudis, starts up with the phrase Kel Mistater. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in hiding. He does such a good job of hiding that there are many people that don't even believe that he's there. He's hiding. So part of Halachta B'Drachu is that we should act in a fashion of tznius. V'hatznei aleches im alokecha. What does it mean, hatznei aleches? So people have a mistake. They think that tznius means that the women have to dress with the dress down to there and the neck up to here. That may be part of tznius, but that's not the whole story. Tznius is not only for women. Tznius is for men and for women. And it's not only in clothing. Tznius means a person should try to lead a private life. There are some people, when they come to shul, they always sit, they walk all the way up in the front, or they sit all the way in the back in order to draw attention. Some people, they come to yeshiva, they come to work with a red sweater. Everybody should see that they're here. Some people always screaming out loud on top of their lungs. Everybody should see that I'm here. Some people will always talk in a whisper, so you're going to have to strain your ear to hear what he's saying. Some people always try to do things in such a way to draw attention. Everybody should see that I'm different from everybody else. So the Tanakh describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a kel mistate, he always hides. And the Novi recommends, Hatznei alecha sim alakech, we should always act in the fashion of tznius to lead a very private life. And then the Gemara says, commenting, Maran Sukkah says, commenting on the phrase, Hatznei aleches im alakecha, what does the word leches have the connotation? Gemara says it has a connotation. That's a pasuk in Navi in Treyosa. Tznei aleches im alakecha. Gemara says the word leches has the connotation of tov leleches al beis sovim leleches al beis mishta. That's a pasuk in Koheles. When you go to a chasana, so the whole idea is that you have an outpouring of simcha. You want to show your love for the chasan kali. You want to show how happy you are. So you dance and you do things b'farhesya. What's the whole idea of a hesped? When you go to a funeral and you say hesped, you cry in public and you say how much you love this person. He was such a nice person and we're missing the person. So the Gemara says, hatznei aleches, even when it's leches al beis sovel and leches al beis mishta, when you're called upon to demonstrate in public your emotions, you should tone it down. The Gemara says you shouldn't express your emotions too much, not by a chasana, and not by a funeral, even though that's what the chasana funeral is all about, to express emotions in public. But in the sukkah, you should tone it down. That's what it means. A person should always try to hide himself, try to lead a normal life, try to not to stand out, to dress in such a way, to lead a private life, and to act in such a way, to speak in such a way. Everything should be in its nizdik fashion. Part of it is that a person should dress in a modest fashion. But it's not only for the women, it's for the men and the women. It doesn't only go on clothing, it goes on everything. The whole life should be one of tznius, to imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel mistater. Sometimes, we have no choice. I'm standing over here speaking in front of a group of people, so I'm violating tznius. I'm speaking in public. A rabbi always speaks in public. The Rosh HaMemshalah always has to speak in public. The President of the United States, some people have no choice. That's what you have to do things in public. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, he's usually a kel mistater. Once in a while he does a gilui shechina. Most of the time the shechina is b'seser. Yesh b'seser alyon. But once in a while the Baruch Hu makes a gilui shechina. So we have to sometimes also do a yotze min haklal. So the rabbis of the Talmud had a tradition that the pasuk says, Sam tasim alecha melech. Sometimes you have to appoint the king. The king is a public figure. He has to do things b'farhesya. That's a yotze min haklal. The rule is that everyone should do things b'tzina. You shouldn't do anything b'farhesya. And one is in a leadership position, has no choice. So the rabbis had a tradition. So I'm tossing Malach and Melech, Melech v'loy Malka, that even when someone has to compromise on his tzniyas, it's bad enough that the men are called upon to compromise on the tzniyas. The women shouldn't be called upon to compromise on that tzniyas. I don't understand. In some communities, the women are chalashing to daven for an omid. I'm not chalashing to daven for an omid. Even when I have yahrzeit, my both parents passed away, I have to daven. I'm not interested in davening for an omid. I would prefer not to. The boys have to suffer when I daven for an omid. I don't have a good voice. I don't know what the nigga. I used to know. I used to daven in the young Israel. So as a young child, before Bar Mitzvah, they taught us the Nusach HaTfilah. That was 100 years ago. I already forgot the Nusach HaTfilah. Now I don't know how to daven for an omid. I don't especially care for getting an aliyah either. I prefer not to get an aliyah. So they give an aliyah once in a month in yeshiva. I don't understand why women are chalashing to get an aliyah, why women are chalashing to daven for an omid. Mitam etznias, everyone should run away from that. No one should want to get an aliyah. They tell a story about the Hasidic Rebbe that he did a moifes. In Europe, the highways years ago, the highways were not paved. So in the wintertime, when there would be rain and snow, so there would be big mud puddles on the highway. And they used to travel with a horse and wagon. So a lot of times, the wheels of the wagon would get stuck in a puddle of mud. And they would have a problem getting it out. So they tell the Chassidus HaMaisa that, Rav Zevin quotes this in the Sefer Sipuri Chassidim, that once the wagon got stuck, so the wagon driver asked everybody to please get off of the wagon. He's going to try to pull the horses through. It didn't work. Then he took off all the luggage. Still didn't work. Then he's trying to figure out. He called some of the people from the nearby inn. They should help him pull and push. Nothing helped. So he didn't know what to do. Then someone said that there's a Chassidus Rebbe who lives in the village not far. Go ask the Rebbe. If you have nothing else, go ask the Chassidus Rebbe. Maybe he'll figure out an answer. So the Rebbe said, oh, that's the problem. They should take the shtender that the Chazan davens by the shtender. They should put it next to the mud puddle. So they went to the shul, they took the shtender, they put it next to the mud puddle, and the horse walked out with the wagon. No problem. They didn't have to push, they didn't have to pull. So later on, they asked the Chassidus Rebbe, how did he know that it was going to work? So he said in Yiddish, the fat life and alamot sold some moment. The horses always run to the omid. The people, there are people who always have yahrzeit. One Shabbos, they have to daven for an omid because they have yahrzeit for their father. Then next week they have yahrzeit for the grandfather. Next week they have yahrzeit for the uncle. Then they have yahrzeit for the shviger. Always have yahrzeit. Always have to daven for an omid. Always has to say hamafter. He wants to hear himself sing. He wants to hear himself gargle. He wants to daven for an omid. So that's what the Rebbe said. The horses always run, always life in tzu alamot tzu mamon. That's why it's not the proper thing that the people chalashing to daven for an omid. That's not right. A person should want to run away from that. That's what tznius means. To try to lead a private life. Not to do things in public. Sometimes, if you are the rabbi, if you are the Rosh HaMemshalah, so you have no choice. So you have to do like the Ribbono Shel Olam sometimes goes out of his way and he has to act in a fashion of Gilui Shechina. But most of the time, Ribbono Shel Olam does things in a fashion of Kel Mistate. He hides, so we should all try to lead such a private life in such a way that we shouldn't be conspicuous, we shouldn't be noticeable. We often assume, that there are two categories of mitzvahs, that mitzvahs ben adam lamakam, and mitzvahs ben adam lachaveira. So this pasuk is telling us, that Tzavil Negoim points out, others point out, there's really a third category of mitzvahs, mitzvahs should ben adam liatzmo. The mitzvah to preserve your tzelem alakim is ben adam liatzmo. And really the source of the mitzvah should ben adam lachaveira, why do you have to treat other people with respect and dignity? Because they have tzelem alakim. There's a medrash that the Meiri quotes in his Hagdama to his commentary on Shas. When I was growing up, I used my father's library. So my father had old Sfarim from Europe. So my father had a Meiri on Nedarim. So in the beginning of Nedarim, they printed the Hagdama. Now they print it in the beginning of Brachas, where it belongs. But the old European edition used to be printed in the beginning of Nedarim. So the Meiri there quotes a medrash and he explains the medrash. There are different versions in the Medrash, how the Aseres Hadibros were written, were engraved on the two luchas, on the Shnei Luchas Eilen. So one version in the Medrash has that all the Aseres Hadibros were written on all four sides of the cubes. Aseres Hadibros were two Avonim, they were both cubes. And it was written four times on each one of them, all Aseres Hadibros. But if you look at a normal shul with the Parochas, as the Aseres Hadibros, you have from one to five on one side, and 6 to 10 on the other side. So that's also a source in the Medrash that 5 were written on one luach, 5 were written on the other luach. And the commentaries point out that why were in the first five Aseres HaDibros, there's so many more words than in the second five. It's so brief. So the words are not equal. So the Mabit has a famous comment. He says, because on the second Luach there were so few words, so they wrote the words in bigger letters. So you have to write Loisirtzach and Loisinov and Loisignov in Kiddush Levana Oisius, because these are Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, so people should be more careful. The first half is Ben Adam L'Makom, so you can write it in small letters and people will observe. But you have to write Loisignov and Loisirtzach in big letters, because Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, people have a tendency to be Mezalzel. So the Miri quotes a Medrash and he interprets it that the Dibra number 6 corresponds to Dibra number 1. Dibra number 7 is next to Dibra number 2 because there's a connection. He explains the connection. So he says on the first one, Loisirtzach is B'chum Keneged Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We believe in God. We believe God created the whole world. We believe God created man, B'Tzelem Elokim. So the Chiyuv to observe Ben Adam HaChaver is based on the fact that everybody was created B'Tzelem Elokim. But Ein Sof created Baram Lamakam. That's a higher degree. That's Tzelem Elokim square. But everyone was created B'Tzelem Elokim. We have a Din of Loisirtzach is based on the fact that everybody has Tzelem Elokim. So that's the basis of all Ben Adam HaChaveros. And the basis of the Din Ben Adam L'Atzmo is because we were all created B'Tzelem Elokim. We were instructed B'Halachnu B'Trachav to preserve the Tzelem Elokim that we have. And that's how the pasuk continues. We're all kalam heretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha, and all the nations of the world will realize that we have succeeded in preserving our tzelem elokim, and they'll realize they can do the same thing also. So v'yarem emekel, they will learn from us. We're supposed to show them the way. They will learn from us how to act in the fashion of yirat shemayim. The Rambam, when he lists off all of the when he lists off what, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs, considers this one of the most important mitzvahs. I'll conclude with some words for the season of the year. We have a special mitzvah to do tshuva. The Rambam quotes several psukim in Tanakh where chet, sin, is compared to a sickness. There's a choli haguf, there's a physical sickness. There's a choli hanefesh, a spiritual sickness. So when one does others, that's in a certain sense a spiritual sickness. So just as if a person has a physical sickness, he will, most of the time, he will be alerted to the fact that he has a sickness because he has some symptoms. Usually it's going to be pain. Sometimes he doesn't have pain, most of the time he has pain. And the pain will cause him to come to a doctor to alleviate the pain. So if the doctor just going to tell him to take an aspirin, that's not the solution. You don't just solve the symptom, you have to solve the root of the problem. You're going to tell him to take an aspirin, then he's going to die from the cancer that he has. That's an ishken chokma. So just like when the doctor comes to cure the physical illness, he has to ascertain what is the root of the sickness. So too, when a person wants to cure himself from the choli hanefesh, from averus, he has to look to ascertain what is the root of the avera. What is the source of all the averus? So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us that midas roes are the root of all averus. Mishnah tells us, hakina v'hataiva v'hakoved matzien es ha'odem in ha'oilom. Matzinas Adam Olam, the commentaries explain, causes people to lose the Olam Haba. People do Averis, the Mechal Shabbos, the Yitreifis, they violate Taras HaMishpacha. These are the Averis that we do. But what's the root of all of these Averis? The root is Kina, jealousy, we're jealous of other people. Taiva, we have desires. Desires are healthy things. You should always have a desire. If you don't have a desire for things, so you won't be able to lead a normal life. But if you have an exaggerated desire for things, so that will be Metzim, Sodom, and Oilam. And COVID is a healthy thing. We should all have self-dignity. We should all have a sense of self-pride and self-dignity. The Gemara tells us there about Choni Hamagol, that he went to sleep for so many years, then he woke up and he came to the yeshiva, and they were talking and learning. And then he suggested a pshat. They didn't know pshat on something. And they said, wow, this is fantastic. This man said a pshat like they say in the days of Choni Hamagol. He was such a big Talmud Chacham. So he said, that's me. I'm Choni Hamagol. So they all laughed at him. Choni Hamagol disappeared from the face of the earth 70, 80 years ago. He's not alive today. And they kept on saying, no, I am Choni Hamagol. I am Choni Hamagol. And they didn't believe him. So they respected him. They gave him respect, but they thought it was off his rocker. And they didn't respect him with the dignity that he felt he deserved because he was Choni Hamagol. So he prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take his life. He said, O Chavrusa, O Mizusa. Doesn't mean a Chavrusa to learn with. Oh, Chavrusa, if they don't give me the cover that I deserve, I'd rather die. a person should have a sense of kavod atzmo. A person should walk around with his head down as a shuffle. A person should be an anav. The Chavos HaVavos distinguishes between shiflus and anim. Shiflus means a behemoth who walks with his head down has nothing to be proud of. A human being has what to be proud of. Human beings have chashivas. And every human being was created with tzelem elokim, and he should feel his self-value and his self-esteem because of the fact that it was created with tzelem elokim. But he shouldn't exaggerate his importance. So that's what the Mishnah tells us, that these three, hakina, ba'atayu, ba'akovet, to have a degree of taiva is important. You can't live if you don't have taivas. You have to have a certain degree of kavod atzma, that's important. Choni amagol prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should take his life because he wasn't given the correct degree of kavod that he felt that he deserved. But one shouldn't exaggerate the taiva, one shouldn't exaggerate the kavod. One should have kina sarfim is a healthy thing, but kina a lot of times is a terrible thing. So to the degree that it's necessary, to the degree that it's healthy, you should have. So the Tanoim are telling us that the root of all of the averas are really these three midas ruas. And we have to work on the midas. When we work on the midas ruas, and we'll work on the kina, the taiva, and the kavod, then the mele, we will solve the root of the averas, and the mele, all of the averas will cease to exist. I want to wish everybody a ksilu v'chassim l'toyba, a good geben shtiyor. You should all have nachas from all of your children and grandchildren for many years to come.
I want to thank Rav Shechter very much for being here. It's a tremendous chus for our community. And I want to thank you, Rebbe, not only for your Divrei Torah this evening, but more significantly for being such an outstanding role model for all of us in them. You've taught us so much what it means to be unassuming and to act modestly and continue to teach us, and we should have the schus to learn from Rebbe for many, many years to come. Once again, a special thank you to Karen Biavna for arranging this evening. Wish everyone a wonderful evening and a good Shabbos.